Are your wages keeping up with your household bills? Might feel like they're not, but figures that have been given exclusively to Five Live show that they're actually rising at near enough the same rate. Yeah, it might be a surprise, but Sean can tell us more.
Yeah, we often talk about energy prices, don't we? And the recent big ones, we've seen one from British Gas recently, electricity prices going up, you know, eye-watering amounts, more than 10% year on year. But this research has been done by Money Saving Expert that where they've looked at these. Every month we talk about the basket of goods, don't we, done officially by the Office of National Statistics, which looks at a wide range of costs that we all have, including things like knitting costs. And you know, there's a variety, you know, the amount of how much the price of rugs have gone up. All these kind of things might
put
be
put it all in the mix.
Put it all in the mix. But when it comes down to it, what they've done is they've filtered out household bills. Have we seen much upwards pressure from them? And actually, they found, on average, up 2.1% in the last year, our bills. But it can feel, because of a lot of the headlines, that some of them may be a lot more than that. So does it mean the squeeze is on as much as people say it is? A little earlier, we had a listener on Wake Up to Money, Robert Haywood, who got in touch. He came on to tell us how he's seen prices go.
There are increases going through, but actually there's some pretty big bills which are actually going in the opposite direction. The most obvious one is petrol. Sadly, I suppose I describe myself as a pensioner, and I travel in London and buses are freeze. And utility bills, the big increases that were announced the other day, when British Gas made their announcement, they froze one part of their utility bills and actually put the other ones up. If you shop around, you can actually get a marked reduction.
So lots of ways that you could attempt to keep a lid on those household bills. Where does this leave us? Warwick Lightfoot is Director of Research and Head of Economics at the Policy Exchange. Warwick, good morning.
Morning, hi.
Is there a squeeze on?
Well, there is a bit of a squeeze, because if you remember, last year the exchange rate fell substantially, and inevitably all households and the whole country will face a slightly higher price level as a result of the lower exchange rate. And in many respects, that was a necessary thing to have happen. We're in the mature phases of a long-running economic expansion, driven largely by consumption, with quite a chunky balance of payments deficit, and we didn't need any more additional domestic stimulus. What we needed to do was to have a refocus on our economy to exporting abroad and reining ourselves in a bit.
In a nutshell, when you see prices generally going up, but when you drill down into household bills, is there as much of a problem as that when we see headlines of electricity prices up more than 10%? Is there an issue with how much our costs for running our households are going up at the moment?
Inflation is very low at the moment. Whether it's 1%, 2% or 3%, inflation is actually really quite low. And the statisticians find it very difficult to measure inflation properly because they don't capture changes in quality and changes in habit.
Now, so is the problem wages then? Is it the fact that actually, when it comes down to it, the businesses in the UK are not giving the pay rises that people need to see living standards increase?
I don't think the UK economy has, quote, a problem. The UK economy is a very flexible economy that's been extremely good at generating jobs. Over the last year, unemployment has actually fallen further. We've got a higher ratio of people in work than probably ever before. So what you actually see, I mean, I've done the car and I've actually paid more insurance, but I also know that many of the other bills I face have actually gone down, and the real quality of many of the things that I actually use, like my smartphone, aren't captured by the statistician at all. And this is why it's very interesting when people like these actually look at it from a different perspective and actually help throw some grit into the oyster that helps the statisticians working in Wales to actually get a better sense of actually how these things are evolving.
But if you're somebody, we've heard from lots of people this morning, Wake Up to Money on Five Live Breakfast, who've been getting in touch saying, you know, we're having to cut back on our holiday compared to last year. We can't have a holiday abroad this year because costs are going up. My school are asking me to pay for more. I'm seeing my commuting costs going up. The train fares are on the rise. How can there not be a problem with the economy when people are having to go through those things?
The problem in an economy is when you don't adjust to change. You have to adjust your prices to real changes in prices. And the fact is the prices are going up relatively slowly at very low, even railway prices. I use the trains a lot. I do quite a lot of long journeys. I've got to pay for them myself. We're talking about a price increase potentially of 3-3.5%.
But this is very, very
different from the sort of price increases we used to experience before. This time last year, the real worry people had was that the economy economies like the Eurozone, the US and the UK might be slipping towards some version of deflation, and that the kind of guys who are meeting and guysettes who are meeting at Jackson Hole in America this week, the fancy dames of the central banks, were needing to find some way to put inflation back up to 2% and even consider relaxing the inflation target. Not by any action taken by government officials or the Bank of England. The financial markets have actually done that for us, and we should actually see continued incremental, manageable, realistic growth for the UK economy.
And not some, the price rise is not as big as maybe some were expecting.
Those will begin to fall out, actually.
Warwick, thank you very much. Warwick Lightfoot there, who's from the Policy Exchange. Interesting one. Are you feeling the squeeze? People should get in touch with us and let us know, because some of the stats say it might not be as strong as previously thought.